Come fly with Global Air Force.
Prayed, and by all evidence, nothing happened. At that point, people were beginning to move out of my line into other people's lines. And my interpreter was kind of looking at me, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And I just cried out in my spirit, in kind of a loud voice inside my head, and said, Lord, where are you?
Here's your host, Dr. Jim Rohn.
Praise God, it is another beautiful day. My guest today is Susan Fleming. She comes from the Washington, D.C. area, and she has a wonderful story to tell us. Hi, Susan.
Good morning. How are you doing?
All right. It's good to have you today. I just couldn't wait to meet with you again, another team member, because we shared so many wonderful things. Today, I want you to tell us some of your experiences. You went on the tour. When was that tour?
That was in early December through the middle of December.
Mm-hmm. Brazil. Mm-hmm.
We went to Rio and to Sao Paulo and to another city, Ribeirão Preto.
Yes. Okay. And anything unusual happened there?
Oh, yes, definitely. I went on this trip because my daughter had gone 18 months before with a group from Global Awakening to Brazil. And she had incredible experiences of miracles there when she prayed for people. And I thought, well, if that can happen for her, maybe God will use me in a similar way. But I wasn't really sure.
I think my experience was the same. Randy Clark, that heads this up, and Tom Jones were the ones that headed this tour. They said, you will experience these miracles. You will experience. They kept on saying, we will. Well, that encouraged us.
It did. It definitely did. But it was kind of almost a trial by fire from my experience, because what we did was to do some studying in advance, read some books, listen to some CDs, learn about the various approaches to healing that Global Awakening had. But I expected when we arrived in the country, first we'd get a rest, and then we would receive more training. But that's not how it went.
As soon as we got there, we had about 1 hour of training. Of course, we were supposed to study beforehand to methods that they use. And as I've been reading, there are many methods in which God heals people, some by faith, some by the faith of others. There's much to learn. We don't know it all.
No, that's definitely true. But this was an approach of learn by doing. So we arrived at the first church that night, and we had a long time of worship, a time of a message, building faith and telling other stories of healings. And then the team was called forward and expected to pray for anyone that walked into a line in front of them.
That quick. Oh, my.
And I have to tell you, Jim, my first experience was I didn't have an interpreter, and then eventually I got one, and there was a group of people waiting to be prayed for. And the first two people who came forward felt nothing. Mm-hmm. I laid hands on them. I said, Holy Spirit, come. I prayed, and by all evidence, nothing happened. At that point, people were beginning to move out of my line into other people's lines. And my interpreter was kind of looking at me, and I'm thinking, what's going on? And I just cried out in my spirit, in kind of a loud voice inside my head, and said, Lord, where are you? And the next person that came forward was unable to raise her arm, because she'd been injured in her shoulder. And we prayed for her, the interpreter and I. She said she felt heat in her shoulder. We prayed some more. We thanked the Lord for the heat, that she was feeling something. And within a few minutes, she was able to raise her arm fully above the shoulder.
Oh, my.
It was so exciting to be there and be part of that. The Brazilians are very warm people, and they're into a hug and a kiss on each side. And so she's hugging and kissing me, and the interpreter is excited, and I'm excited. And it was just so neat to be a part of what God wanted to do for her, to feel that love that he had for this woman, and to see her set free from the shoulder problem that she had.
And they have such love. It is conducive to want to perform miracles and help these people. Such love and expectation. Well, what else happened?
Well, that was a very interesting night. That night, there was a man, a very tall, thin man, with about 3 days of beard growth, who came up and raised his polo shirt up to his chin, showing me his entire chest and abdomen. I was a little taken aback. And he had a scar on one side of his chest and abdomen that was about 10 or 11 inches long. It was a fresh scar because the stitches were still in this scar. And he said through the interpreter that he had been operated on for cancer, but they were unable to get it all. And to the right of the scar, there was a mass of cancer that was entangled with his intestines, and that remained, and there was nothing he could do, and this was going to kill him. And in my mind, I thought, oh, God, cancer. You know, here I am. I've just had a few people healed. He's maybe, you know, person seven or eight of the evening on this first night that we were there. But I thought, okay, you know, he's here. So I had the interpreter place his hand in the spot where the man said the cancer was, since I felt a little uncomfortable as a woman touching him there. And so the interpreter, who was one of the pastors at this church, one of a number of pastors, put his hand there, and he and I prayed for several minutes. The man said he felt a little heat, and then he left. And I thought, well, okay. And I thought, you know, I'm never going to know what happened to that man, because this was the only night that we were going to go to this church. Jim, do you want to hear what happened next?
What happened? You left the church? What happened?
We left the church. We prayed for other people.
Mm-hmm.
We went back to that church a few days later.
We didn't expect to go back there, did we?
No, we didn't. We weren't supposed to go back, but they decided to cancel our free night off because this church wanted us to come back so badly. So we go back to that church, and lo and behold, in my line again is the same man.
Oh, no.
And yeah, and I thought, uh-oh. But he came forward, and he had someone who had driven him there. And that man said to us, you prayed before, and this man says that God has told him to come to this church three times. And since you prayed for him before, he wants you to pray for him again. I thought, okay, fine, Lord, you know. So again, we prayed for him and had his driver put his hand there. And then the interpreter and I, a different interpreter, prayed with him. He felt heat, and we prayed that he would be healed. I thought, fine. Well, it turns out the church that we were supposed to go to the following night canceled.
I didn't know we had any cancellations. Uh-huh.
We actually did. And that's why we wound back up at this church that we were never supposed to go to a third time. So I said to some people, would you pray for me? I need an anointing for cancer, because I knew this man would come back for the third time. And they said, no, what you have received, the impartation you have received is sufficient. You just go ahead and pray for him. It'll be fine. And I thought, yeah, right. But what happened was, before the time for prayer, there was a time of testimonies. And I saw my guy walk up to the front, climb the steps onto the stage, and begin to share his testimony. And this is what it was. He had been back to his doctor the day before, and the doctor had pressed on the place where the cancer remained, and it didn't hurt. and he pressed harder, and he didn't hurt. And he gave the man a full examination and could find no evidence of cancer.
No evidence?
No evidence. It was gone.
Oh, my, praise God.
Praise the Lord.
Praise God. That's one thing I found out when, as the healings progressed there and we praised God and thanked Him, they just keep on going. They would go, some would go gradually, and the more we praised the Lord, He's so sensitive, He would just respond more. I can't explain it all because I'm just learning right now what's all going on, but go on.
Well, I'm certainly learning too, but I did think that that was a very important part of the ministry. We would pray a little, and then we would ask the person, well, what's happening? Do you feel anything?
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they would say, the pain is gone. And we would say, in Portuguese, obrigado, Jesus, thank you, Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Gloria a Deus, praise the Lord. And so we would praise the Lord for whatever small part had been accomplished, and then we would go back to prayer. We would say, we thank you, Jesus, for reducing the pain. We thank you for what you're doing for my sister, for my brother here. And now we ask for more. We ask for more. We want the full healing. And then we would go back and pray again.
Mas power, more power, Lord. Thank you, Susan. Like I said, what an exciting time for us. And my friends out there and radio listeners, God is still a healer today. As we witnessed, you see, this was something we saw right there and touched with our hands and experienced. We saw blind eyes, people born blind from birth receiving sight, people born deaf. Now, in my case, I had people born deaf in one ear and blind in one eye. I did not have both eyes blind or both ears deaf. But I experienced the healing power of God, and so did the people that we were with there. The power of God, my friend, is the same today as it was when Jesus roamed the earth. You see, the Holy Spirit did not leave when Jesus ascended into heaven. He didn't leave when Jesus no longer was on the earth. In fact, God sent His Holy Spirit. The Bible says that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever. And that's for you. That's a lesson for you, my friend. Right now, grab on hope. God is waiting to hear your cry right now, wherever you're at. Your cry for help, God is waiting to hear, and He will hear you. Don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. God loves you. He wants you. He needs you, and you need Him.
Thank you for listening to our program today. Global Air Force is here to bring God's love, help, and power into your life.
All passengers boarding for Global Air Force are now boarding at gate 1.